went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, so the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We're located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. It's a wonderful office where I take care of people from all over the country and even outside of the country, and would be happy to help take care of you, empower you back into better health if you're interested in that. Best way to get a hold of me would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. You can email me. Please don't text my phone, but if you want to use that kind of way of communicating, please email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com, and it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have regarding your health. Now, each week we come on this show, When Your Health Matters, to deliver information that I feel is important for your health and welfare and to help support you and your family and your friends and the community. And when we get the community healthier, things are better. Life is better. Things are more productive. People are happier. They're getting along. And we don't have some of the things that go on in other parts of the world and even in our backyards here. And I think that's important. And it starts by being healthy. And so I'm here each week to share some information that's going to help you be healthy and take a more proactive role in your health as opposed to being a reactive person in treating your health. Reactivity to a health problem is getting involved in the medical profession, and there are certainly times where you need to do that. If you have an accident and break a bone, please don't call me. Go to your emergency room and have the orthopedist set the bone so that it has the ability to heal. I can enhance the healing by giving you the proper nutrients to repair the bone in a faster time period, but either way, you shouldn't come see me when you break a bone. But if you are interested in maintaining your health and improving the current level of health that you have, then I would ask you to come see me and let's have an opportunity to help you understand what it takes to get back in the driver's seat of your health. And the man that helps me do that each week, his name is Mark Sabin. He's a father extraordinaire. He's a Tai Chi master. He's an interfaith minister. He's a wonderful friend and an all-around wonderful human being, and we appreciate him. And he's the man behind the scenes that puts together the topics and develops the material in a way that allows us to have a conversation that's going to benefit you, the listeners. So let's have a warm welcome for and appreciation for Mark Sabin. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so much, Doc. It's great to be here. And, you know, because so much of what we talk about every week has to do with nutrition and getting the proper nutrition that you need, getting the ingredients out of the food that you're eating that will actually help you achieve your health. But ever since I can remember, it's been recommended that you take some sort of vitamins to supplement your diet. And the question I have is, don't you get the vitamins that you need from your diet?
And again, I so appreciate you posing that question, as many Americans think they can get everything the body needs from simply eating the foods you find at the supermarket, at restaurants, and other eateries. And it just isn't true, and it's not been true for roughly 75 years. And food that has been overprocessed in an effort to give it a longer shelf life, so they refine out the foods, the vital ingredients that are perishable in an effort to make the ridiculous non-perishable foods to sell to the masses that have no nutritional value. And the clue is in the name. Non-perishable means what? It means that it never goes bad, and real food spoils. So non-perishable food is not actually real food. It has no nutritional value at its core. And so the manufacturers add synthetic chemical isolates in an effort to give it the appearance of real food, or at least having the semblance of what appears to be real nutrition, and it just isn't the case, and it honestly should be outlawed.
You know, it's funny. It just made me think something. You know, I just was watching the recent movie 1917 about the First World War, and it just made me think that the timing of all this seems that it might have been related to wartime, because during wartime, you know, feeding an army works on its stomach, and you needed to have food that didn't spoil if you were going to go out in the trenches and feed people for a long period of time. And I remember as a kid growing up that there were K rations, I think, that my father had from his days in the military that were kind of like, they were intriguing to us because we were just kids, and they would have crackers and peanut butter and things like that. But it was all in cans that didn't spoil. And maybe that's one of the reasons that we started to develop this type of food in our nation.
Right, mass production. You know, we're trying to feed a nation, and you know, the companies that are there to take the role as being the providers of that, at the end of the day, they're a company. They work on profit and loss, and they want to make sure they have profit. So if there's ways to, I don't know, to round the corners, I don't want to say cut corners, mm-hmm. but it ends up becoming cutting corners. But if there's a way to round the corners so that you can produce things more cost effectively and more efficiently,
get them distributed,
right,
and all
and
that.
It's obviously, it's a business. And as a business, you know, are you doing the right thing? I mean, there's a company that I work with. They've provided whole food nutritional supplements, whole food concentrates, since 1929. Mm-hmm. And it's like, all right, so here we are. We're 92 years into that they've been doing that for 92 years. This is their 92nd year. And it's like, you know, they've been doing the same process of producing whole food concentrates for people that long. Why? Because the founder of the company, Dr. Royal Lee, he looked at what was going on in our society, and the blatant violation of the Healthy Food Act of 1908 was leading to people having health issues. And he wanted to make sure, because he was a man of integrity, and he wanted to make sure that he was giving his practice base, if you will, or the doctors that he ended up educating over the years, he wanted to give them the highest level of understanding possible.
It seems like that notion of having a business that has integrity and living a life that has integrity is not something that oftentimes is supported in the culture.
No, because then you're asking the powers that be to actually step up and do the right thing. And sometimes doing the right thing can be cost prohibitive at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if we all pitch in, it's amazing when there's a crisis in a country anywhere that is like a natural disaster kind of thing. What happens?
People show up and help.
Everybody shows up. Everybody gives. Everybody donates. Everybody's there because guess what? We are one human race, and it's important, and we can all have empathy for what's going on. But at the end of the day, we look at how we treat each other when it isn't a crisis, or how society sets up the systems and the corporations and, mm-hmm. and the way that things function in the country that just seems somewhat ridiculous. And I personally feel, and it's my mission to help other people to wake up to the fact that our current healthcare system is completely, absolutely whacked. It's definitely broken. And, better health through better chemistry by taking chemical substrates or chemical isolates that we end up putting in what we call vitamins isn't necessarily the best way to help somebody be healthy.
Well, that really leads me to the question that I have today, which is about vitamins, that not all vitamins are equal, are they?
Oh, absolutely not. Synthetic chemical isolates are missing the, quote, God ingredient, and man can just not duplicate what nature produces. So anything you choose to take that the label shows in greater than 100% of the recommended daily allowance, or the RDA, what that says, what you're getting is a chemical, and it's not made from real food sources. And this will always, over time, lead to inflammation, malfunction, and ultimately disease. And it's not hard to understand why people get sick, or why people get disease, or why people grow old before their time, or why they develop cancer, or why they get heart disease. It's not hard to understand that.
I mean, so what you're saying is that if you're taking these synthetic-made vitamins and things of that nature, that you may be setting yourself up for some disease process?
Oh, you're definitely setting yourself up for failure. I mean, Linus Pauling, okay, he talked about taking how much vitamin C?
I don't know, but it was thousands.
It's like 5,000 milligrams.
Right,
okay?
To prevent
that's
getting
like
a cold.
5 grams of synthetic ascorbic acid, which is 8 hydrogens, 6 oxygens, and 8 carbons. If I'm not mistaken, that's ascorbic acid. And ascorbic acid is the antioxidant protective coating on the vitamin C molecule. It doesn't have any function. It's just there as a protectant. And so if you take mega dosages of that into your body without all the other components, like the copper-based enzyme tyrosinase and the vitamin P, K, and J factors, along mm-hmm. with the ascorbigen complex, okay, what you're doing is you're going to leach all those other properties out of the tissues, and you're going to create a deficiency within the tissue. And now the tissue is starving for the proper ingredients, and guess what happens to the tissue? The tissue starts to malfunction, and it denatures. And a denatured cell is called cancer. Or the cell could attack itself, and that's autoimmune disease. And those are the two end-stage diseases of all nutritional deficiencies.
So the whole notion that we have the different types of vitamins, the ones that are these chemical isolates, the synthetic vitamins, and then you have what you were talking about before with Royal Lee and Standard Process, the whole food supplements. So that goes not only for the supplements for the food, but you're also talking about vitamins in particular.
Right. Well, whole foods are made from whole food ingredients, meaning vegetables, fruits, to animal and fish products. Most, if not all, the supplements advertised on television are concentrated chemical isolates in mega dosages in an effort to support the mentality, if a little is good, more must be better. And food, from a nutritional standpoint, having too much of a non-natural substance will lead to problems, just as having nutritional deficiencies will also create problems.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a look at the beginning of the alphabet, since it's put in a nice order when the vitamins have letters. So there's vitamin A. Vitamin A is important for your overall health. Why?
Well, vitamin A helps the body in a bunch of different ways. It provides cofactors required for proper physiological responses to stress, and when stress is a non-factor, wear and tear are not the result. And so one of the things that vitamin A does is it's good for the eyes, which is interesting because mm-hmm. if you look at a carrot, if you cut into a carrot and then look at it face on, the circular part of the carrot looks just like the iris of your eye. And so you know, synthetic vitamin A versus real vitamin A are going to have two different responses in the body. And so vitamin A is important for all healing. Vitamin A is important for it as a growth factor. It supports normal growth and development, something that is vital for a growing child. The average person doesn't need to worry about it, but back earlier on in our nation's history, roughly 100 years ago, when you know, you're dealing with a depression and food lines and food rationing and all that kind of stuff, it was an issue, because if people weren't getting the minimum, what is now the RDA, the recommended daily allowance, then you were going to develop health issues as a result. And everybody understood that. And it's funny, because everybody understood that then. People still understand it now, but people don't understand how to overcome it. You got to eat real food. And, you know, so you got your one-a-days, and you got your Centrums, and you got your Centrum Silver for the elderly population, et cetera. And those are all chemical isolates that are actually probably leaching more vitamins and minerals out of your tissues than it is putting them in.
So, well, in addition to leaching things out of your system that you need, can these vitamins create other problems because you're having these basically overdoses of the amount you would need for your daily regimen?
Yeah, because in order to process the, quote, high levels of ascorbic acid, like I said, you have to leach the other ingredients in order to make it a substance that the body can actually process. And so now you're creating deficiencies by taking these mega dosage chemical vitamin isolates. And so we don't want people to do that. So we want to give them whole food concentrates, which is what Dr. Lee figured out and developed in the, you know, the 1920s. And, you know, his company's been around for 92 years. He's no longer around, but the company still maintains the Integris work that they do. And, you know, we've talked on previous shows. You take a look at what it is that I take on a daily basis. And but like you've noticed and have pointed out, you have never seen me be sick before. And
no,
it's like, well, yeah, because I keep always putting in the ingredients that my body needs in order to maintain health.
So, I mean, one of the things that I think I read in some of the research I did for the show is that there's a relationship between vitamin A and kidney stones.
Yes, a vitamin A deficiency is associated with people who are prone to or do get kidney stones. And if you have... So if you have had them in the past, being evaluated for vitamin A levels is important.
That must, I mean, that's one of the more painful things that you can have, is to pass a kidney stone.
Absolutely. And I've heard from women who've passed children and have also passed kidney stones that giving birth to a kidney stone is more painful than giving birth to a child.
Wow. That's pretty intense. So what about another thing I saw was the blood thinners for heart disease. You have to be very careful about how much vitamin A you get. Can too much put you at a risk for a stroke if you're in that realm?
Well, too much is not something that the average person needs to worry about, as you will have a hard time having too much vitamin A in your diet. But, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when you're putting somebody on a blood thinner, okay, it's interesting. There's three main blood thinners out there, and the two are the older ones. You got your Coumadin and your Heparin.
Right.
Okay, and then the new one, Eliquis. Okay.
That's the one you see now on the television.
Right, on television. Here's the sad part about Eliquis. Okay, there's no medical solution to the bleeding that Eliquis may create in an individual taking Eliquis.
In other words, if you become sort of a hemophiliac?
If you start bleeding because they've thinned your blood too much because you've been on Eliquis too long, there's nothing they can do to stop the bleeding.
That's pretty grim.
Right.
That's pretty grim.
There was silence there. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Let that wash over you and let you appreciate the fact that Heparin, they have something they can use. Coumadin, they have something they can use. Eliquis, there is no treatment for the negative effects of Eliquis if you start having internal bleeding.
That could be a death sentence.
Oh, not could be. It is a death sentence. So it's like, you know, people need to understand this, and they need to ask their questions to their doctor. And the question that anybody listening who's currently taking Eliquis, I want you to call your doctor. I want you to go into your doctor, and I want you to ask your doctor, if I start having issues with bruising and bleeding internally, what do we do to stop it? And watch them stem and stammer and hem and haw, and they won't actually have a solution for you, because right now there is no solution to the effects of Eliquis.
Mm-hmm. And I know that, the blood thinners can be a real problem. My father, who was on some blood thinner, I don't think it was Eliquis, but he had an ulcer and was bleeding out, and then it took 7 pints of blood to keep him, which is more blood than I think you have in your body to begin with. So can you get enough vitamin A from your diet, or do you have to take a supplement?
Well, you can typically get enough vitamin A from your diet. I mean, if you're eating the foods that have vitamin A in it, such
like
as
carrots,
butter, cheese, egg yolks, green leafy vegetables, yellow corn, yellow sweet potatoes, obviously carrots and other leafy green vegetables, those are the ones that get you the vitamin A that you need. But more importantly, I think what would be a good thing for people to understand is what happens if one doesn't have enough sufficient vitamin A. Well, you're going to lose your appetite. You're going to have slow or stop normal growth found in children. May result in a failure to conceive a child for couples trying to get pregnant who are having difficulty conceiving. Physical weakness, getting diseases of the upper respiratory system, the skin, the bladder, stomach, large intestine. And they can also appear obvious in eye health related issues like night blindness. And then we also have ear-related issues like hearing and ultimately, as we mentioned before, kidney stones. These are all indications that you have a vitamin A problem.
Deficiency.
Probably a deficiency, and that you should probably look for that. So anybody out there that has any of those kinds of conditions, come talk to me about your vitamin A levels, and we'll evaluate what the best solution for that is. And if it's a simple tiny pill that you can take one of them a day and solve your problem, wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Dr. Rick gave me a vitamin A pill, and my husband and I are now pregnant. And it's like, yeah, wouldn't that be nice? And I've had that happen before. The first time it happened, it was kind of caught me off guard and was a little bit embarrassing because the woman came in and she says, Dr. Huntoon, I'm so excited. I'm pregnant because of you. And she said that in my reception area with a reception area that had a bunch of people in it. And I said, time out a second. I said, could you rephrase that? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that you got me pregnant. I'm meaning that because of what we've done here that now my husband and I have finally conceived after months of not being able to. It's like, yeah, okay, just so everybody take note of, I did not get her pregnant, you know.
I run into that myself when I say I'm marrying somebody today because I perform wedding ceremonies and people will say, what, I thought you were married.
Right.
That kind of thing happens. So one of the things I remember, we talked about vitamins, that there are water-soluble vitamins and fat-soluble vitamins. And I know that you talk about people need to eat enough fats. And when you mentioned vitamin A, you talked about butter as one of the things that has vitamin A in it.
Right.
But aren't you supposed to be reducing the amount of fat that you eat?
Well, processed fats and trans fats, yes, you should definitely avoid them. But natural fats are fine, and we need an abundant supply of these if we choose to be healthy, because you have your fat-soluble vitamins, and then you have your water-soluble vitamins. Vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K, those are fat-soluble vitamins. Your water-soluble vitamins are your Bs and your Cs. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, there's also, you know, the portion of vitamin B that is vitamin G that most people haven't heard of. You got your vitamin J, most people haven't heard of. You know, you got your vitamin F that most people haven't heard of. And it's like, all right, so there's other little subtle vitamins that are out there that people don't necessarily appreciate because man hasn't figured out how to chemically isolate and synthesize those. So you won't go to a store and see on the shelf that we have a sale on vitamin G today. No, you'll never see a vitamin G on the shelf because man doesn't know how to isolate it and duplicate it. But from a nature standpoint, we got all these different types of vitamins, and your fat soluble vitamins are vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K,
I think you said vitamin E.
And vitamin E, yeah. So A, D, E, and K, those are your fat-soluble vitamins, and vitamin B and C are your water-soluble vitamins.
So now, with all these other vitamins that we have never heard of, those J and the P and F, if you're having a whole food vitamin, are those vitamins then automatically included in those? Is that...
The way that Dr. Lee developed their multivitamin, which is a vitamin called Catalin, and it has catalytic components to it, and it has vitamin components to it. So we took the word catalyst and he took vitamin, he put them together and came up with the name Catalin. That's their multivitamin, multimineral, multi-enzyme formula. That mm-hmm. taking that is their foundational food supplement that everybody should be taking Catalin. Why? Because that gives you all the foundational nutrients that your body needs in order to be healthy. And then once you have a sufficient amount of that in the system, then you can take a look at what other deficiencies now show up that are true deficiencies, because Catalin couldn't fill in those holes.
So that's like if you were to look at taking a natural whole food vitamin supplement that was a multivitamin, that would be the one that you might take.
And when you put a child on that, they will have a tendency to grow up without having any other kind of nutritional deficiencies, because Catalin has everything in it that a body needs to be healthy. So give your kids that on a regular basis, and they may not grow up to develop the same diseases that, quote, you're genetically predisposed to.
Interesting. Well, that would be a hopeful thing if
you
had kids.
That would be proactive,
wouldn't it? That would be very proactive. Well, this is a very interesting conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you about another one of the major vitamins, vitamin B.
Wow, vitamin B. I'm looking forward to that. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Hun Toon is pleased to announce a new program that he's offering to his current practice members and any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. How food manufacturers disguise ingredients and what to recognize. How food manufacturers and supermarkets mislead the public with bonus buys. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. How to feed a family healthy food. How to prepare for food shopping. And how to find healthy substitutes for your current addiction foods. If you'd like to take advantage of this unique service, contact Dr. Hun Toon and arrange for your Shop with the Doc session. His phone number is 845-561-BACK. That's 845-561-2225. Or email Dr. Hun Toon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hun Toon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, short of stopping in the office, please call my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. If you want to text me, please don't text that phone, because it does not receive texts and I'll never get it and you'll never get a response. But if you want to communicate to me in that type of form, please email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And whether it's face-to-face, over the phone, or through email, it would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. And today, Mark and I have been talking about some the vitamins, et cetera, and we just covered vitamin A in the previous section, and now you want to move on to vitamin B.
Well, vitamin B, it seems to me, at least as much as I know, which is only a layperson's knowledge about it, is that there's a lot of complexity to vitamin B. There are a lot of different components to it, and can we talk about what the different parts are and what are some of the benefits of vitamin B?
Oh, absolutely. But truth be told, there's as many as 17 different fractions according to medical sources, but they limit it to the B vitamins to 8 total. But I'm aware of there being at least 17 different fractions.
So what does a fraction of a vitamin mean?
Well, it's just each particular part is required for physiology. And so, you know, you got your B1, your B2, your B6, your B12. Those are
those
Bs
are the ones
that
I knew
most people know about, right, et cetera. And it's like, so each one has a different function within the body, affecting the nervous system, affecting digestion, affecting healing, and those sorts of things. So
so why are they all vitamin B? Why are they be different vitamins? What?
Well, because they all come from B vitamins are involved in helping every physiological process in the body, so that they would help the body when burning fat. These are just all the different components that was originally discovered. The second vitamin ever discovered was vitamin B, but when they analyzed vitamin B even more, they realized that it had multiple different functions, and well, this part of vitamin B does this, so we're going to call it B1 or thiamine. This part of vitamin B does this, and we're going to call that B2 or riboflavin. So
as the understanding of what the vitamin does, it deepens their understanding, and then they, rather than making a new vitamin, they just said it's part of the same complex.
Right.
So you just said that vitamin B helps burn fat. How does vitamin B help you burn fat?
Well, it's involved in the release of energy and the processing of that energy. And since fat has 225% more energy than sugar does, as far as calories go, it's good to have plenty of B vitamins when exercising aerobically so that your body, A, burns fat for fuel as opposed to burning sugar for fuel.
I think we've talked about that extensively in the past. Are there particular foods that are rich in vitamin B?
Oh, certainly. B's vitamins are found everywhere, but you can get them from eggs, from fish, from meat, from chicken, from this yellow thing I have in my hand right here called a banana, avocados, dairy, dried beans, green vegetables, whole grains. But you got to be careful because processed grains and cereals that are a source of enriched B vitamins and are not ideal if you're choosing to be healthy. And so don't be fooled by the fact that there are lots of B vitamins in, let's say, your Special K or something along those lines, because processed grains and cereals are only using enriched B vitamins, not true.
Which means that they are the synthetic type of vitamin B?
Correct.
So there was a number of different foods that you said, a lot of different foods that have vitamin B. So it would seem to me that you should be able to get enough vitamin B from your diet. Is that true?
You would hope so, but there's a whole situation that goes into the body. You know, a B vitamin deficiency is what ultimately leads to heart disease.
Really?
Now, what's interesting is the thing that helps you become deficient in B vitamins is the white crystalline stuff known as sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sugar that comes from sugar cane. Okay, like if you were to suck on a stalk of sugarcane, you wouldn't have any issues because there's all the minerals, trace minerals, cofactors, and the B vitamins found in sugarcane. But white refined sugar, the way that we get it in our society, okay, actually causes you to lose your ability to absorb and process B vitamins. And the other thing that's associated with that, what we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about the digestive system disruptors.
Right.
Okay, so the digestive system disruptors disrupts the probiotics. Well, you need probiotics to absorb B vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
And you need the B vitamins to activate the probiotics. So there's a symbiosis that goes on there. There's a synergy. You can't have function in one without the other. And so, you know, when we deplete our body's ability to have good probiotics, then it makes it really, really hard for us to absorb B vitamins, which puts stress on the heart and ultimately leads to heart disease.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about, you know, you want to take a vitamin and you've determined that you need a particular vitamin, how would you know what dosage to take? And is that, does it change according to what the person's diet is, to their weight, to... What are the factors that go
into? Well, it depends upon how their body's set up, what their nutrition levels are like, and how their body, you know, if a person's under a lot of stress, they're going to require more B vitamins than somebody who's more calm. Why? Because just the normal physiology burns through B vitamins, which is why God put B vitamins in everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are there particular conditions, you mentioned stress, that are helped by vitamin B?
Heart disease, arrhythmias, nerve conduction problems, fatigue, depression, poor concentration, headaches, soreness in the tongue and or other inflammation, and, you know, biotin, which is a specific B vitamin that we may talk about in a minute, is associated with depression and dermatitis and hair loss, elevated cholesterol levels when you're deficient in biotin. So it's, you know, it's these things are related to your B vitamin levels. And sometimes it's a specific fraction and sometimes it's just the whole B complex.
So since you brought it up, I would like to look at some of the components of the B vitamins and the conditions that they might help. So we might as well start at the beginning with what, let's talk about B1.
Well, B1 is considered, it's called thiamine, which helps the body to release of energy from eating carbohydrates. It's involved in the RNA and DNA production and in nerve function. And so vitamin B1 is important. And this is the first one that they were able to isolate of the B complex.
So it's just the order they found them.
Yeah.
And so then the next one they found must have been B2.
That is correct, Mark, and that's known as riboflavin, and it is involved in the release of energy in the electron transport chain and the citric acid cycle, as well as fat breakdown. And so B1 is for nerve function, and B2 is for fat metabolism.
Okay, and that's, I think I remember seeing as a kid growing up that all the cereals and stuff would say they have riboflavin in them. They wouldn't
right.
talk about B2, but that was what it was. So what is B3?
B3 is called niacin, and it's composed of two structures that act as coenzymes for the breakdown of sugar, fat, and alcohol. And so vitamin B3 or niacin is very, very important, especially if you're eating sugar and fat and consuming alcohol.
So if you have a hangover, you need vitamin B3? Is that what you're saying?
Interesting thought. Yeah, probably. Yeah, you've consumed too much alcohol, so you have a hangover, and so you probably depleted yourself of your vitamin B3. Sure.
Okay. Then I don't know about this 4 or 5, but there's a B6.
B6 is known as pyridoxine, and it serves as a cofactor in many enzyme reactions in the amino acid metabolism and the formation of what are called neurotransmitters, which are those things that help the nerves to communicate from one end of the nerve to the other.
Mm-hmm. Are those the factors in some of the diseases that we hear about now that those aren't working properly, those neurotransmitters?
Certainly can be possible, and that may link back to or at least have a component of a B6 vitamin deficiency.
Mm-hmm. And I also understand that it can interfere with restful sleep if you take B6 too late in the day. Is that something that you should be concerned
about? Well, for some people, the answer is yes, because it revs up your system. And so we want to make sure that if you're one of those people who are sensitive to mm-hmm. certainly synthetic B6, then you don't want to be taking that too close to bedtime, because mm-hmm. it will rev your system up, and then your brain won't turn off the way it's supposed to so you can get sleep.
Interesting. Okay. So what comes after B6?
We can mention vitamin B7 or biotin that I mentioned before, which plays a key role in all the metabolic processes, specifically metabolism of energy, metabolism of amino acids, and cholesterol. And so B7 or biotin is very, very important for that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a B8 that we need to talk about?
Not to the point that the average person would even recognize it, so we can blow by B8 and go right to B9. And B9 is known as folate, which acts as a coenzyme for normal cell division, especially during pregnancy and infancy and the production of red blood cells. So B9 or folate is quite important.
Mm-hmm. I think that if we skip in a couple more numbers, you get to B12. That's the one you hear so much about.
Everybody's heard about B12. It's called cobalamin, and it's involved in cellular metabolism of all food components. It's essential in the production of blood cells in the bone marrow and the nerve sheaths and covering the nerves and protein assimilation and formation. And so B12 is important. And interestingly enough, is if you've been exposed to antibiotics and as you get older in life, then you develop a B12 deficiency. And back in the day, they used to give people, and they may still give people, B12 shots.
I've heard that, yeah.
And it's like, well, if they had probiotics, then they could absorb their B vitamins, and then they wouldn't necessarily need B12 shots because they'd be absorbing the B vitamins the way they're supposed to.
So the fact that they're getting the B12 shots, putting the B12 into their bloodstream, is trying to override the fact that they can't get it through their normal digestive process.
Right, because they're lacking probiotics, which is what I said before, is mm-hmm. what helps you absorb and assimilate your B vitamins. You mm-hmm. need probiotics to absorb B vitamins, and you need B vitamins to make the probiotics do their job. So no, they're kind of codependent.
That's a short cycle, yeah. You mentioned biotin. There's another one. Inositol, what is that?
Inositol, sometimes referred to as B8, naturally occurs in foods such as fruits, beans, grains, and nuts.
Mm-hmm. And that is helpful for any particular function?
Oh, it's good for brain function, etc.
Okay. Is there anything else in the B vitamin that we should know about?
I mean, there's lots of things that we can cover regarding the B vitamins. Like I said, B vitamins are water soluble, meaning that you will pee out any extra that the body does not need, and it just mm-hmm. becomes a question of making sure that you are getting enough and make sure that you don't have a deficiency.
So if you're taking a synthetic B vitamin, which is, you know, the over-the-counter ones that you might get at the pharmacy or something, and your urine turns bright yellow, right?
It does.
That means it's us all coming out.
Yeah, it's basically caused your urine to turn a fluorescent type yellow, and you're peeing out the synthetic B vitamins.
So it's not getting in your body.
Well, it's going through your body.
It's not stopping.
It's not addressing the cellular metabolism the way that it should because it's not natural.
Does that happen if you're taking a whole food vitamin B?
My urine is in fluorescent yellow, and I take a handful of whole food B vitamins every day.
Okay, so can you take too much vitamin B?
No, because your body's going to
excrete it,
burn through it, and excrete whatever it doesn't need. But God, like we said before, God put B vitamins in everything.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it's so important for our body's ability to continue functioning normal.
So without enough vitamin B, then you would really have a hard time functioning?
Well, you would get nerve conduction problems resulting in numbness or tingling. You'd get heart murmurs or prolapses, sometimes referred to as irregular heartbeats. Then we have things like fatigue, depression, irritability, poor concentration, headaches, soreness of the tongue, and overall inflammation. Those are all B vitamin deficiency issues.
Wow. What effect do medications have on B vitamins?
Oh, they definitely disrupt the microbiome and hinder the absorption of B vitamins altogether. And so if you're taking medication, then you want to definitely have an evaluation to see if you're having enough B vitamins. And if you're on medication and one of the things that you also develop since being on your medication is some sort of heart arrhythmia, then you definitely want to come talk to me about that because heart arrhythmia is a B vitamin deficiency. And if you're taking medication that hinders your ability to absorb those B vitamins, then you're going to continue to have an arrhythmia. And I don't think putting you on a chemical nerve regulatory medicine is ideal for the person's overall health.
Not if you could do it with something as natural as a vitamin.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah. So in your process of evaluating a patient that comes to you, is a vitamin evaluation something that's part of what you do normally?
We evaluate people for nutritional deficiencies, and depending upon what they're coming in with, like if somebody came in with an arrhythmia, I would help them appreciate that they probably have a deficiency in the whole vitamin B complex, and we would basically test them and evaluate them for the need for the supplement called Cataplex B. And if they need Cataplex B to help calm their system down, then it just becomes a question, well, how many do they need? Mm-hmm. And again, we tell people, don't worry about, you mean I got to take 15 of these a day? I'm like, well, if way back in the day when I had a problem with B vitamins, I had an allergy to B vitamins. So my body wasn't using B vitamins for anything. And I had lots of health issues as a result. And I had a condition known as a cardiac low back, which is what develops when the heart's getting ready to quit because it doesn't have B vitamins to regulate its normal rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
When your heart's getting ready to quit, your low back will lock up. And if your low back locks up, what happens? That takes the stress off the heart so that the heart can recover. And all of that was due to a B vitamin deficiency.
Interesting. Wow. So you've been down that path.
Been down the path and came back to tell people about it.
There you go. Well, as we tell people about everything that we're talking about, we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I have a few more questions about vitamin B, and maybe we'll even touch back on vitamin A.
Very good. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worry you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. Spineboy.com. spineboy.com, naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, short of walking into that office at that address, I would ask for you to call me on my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Or you can email me at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. And whether you call me, email me, or stop into the office and face me, I want to be able to help you. I want to answer your questions. I want to empower you back into the driver's seat of your own health, because it is yours. And if it's not working right, then it's your responsibility to figure out what the heck's going on with you. And if you're tired of taking medications that leach your body of B vitamins, then since that's what we're talking about today, then you should definitely give me a call, and I'll help you, A, get off your medications in a healthful way. I actually won't get you off the medication. Your medical doctor will take you off the medication because your body seems to be doing the job that the medication was doing before. Worst case scenario, I'll have you go talk to the pharmacist that I recommend, and he's very, very knowledgeable, both he and his partner, at the Apollo Pharmacy. And, you know, we have a good working relationship with them. And, you know, but what other questions do you have, Mark?
Well, you talked about heart issues related to vitamin B. So, and stress seems to be something that's so prevalent in our culture. So who are under a great amount of stress, would that change the dotency or the potency of what you need to do with your vitamin B?
Well, it definitely changed the dosage. The more stress you're under, the more B vitamins you blow through. Therefore, the more mm-hmm. you're going to need to put into your diet. And if you have a dysbiosis where your microbiome is out of balance because of sugar and antibiotics and medications and over-the-counter medications and chlorine and bromide and fluoride and stress and all those things that we talked about a couple shows ago, then you need to appreciate the fact that your microbiome is out of balance, which means you're not absorbing your B vitamins.
So, I mean, then even taking more is not going to really help. You've got to be able to absorb the ones you're taking.
Correct, and that's why you want to use a whole food B vitamin, which is Cataplex B from Standard Process, but you also want to make sure that you have enough balance within your microbiome to activate the microbiome to produce energy, but also to allow for you to absorb the B vitamins because mm-hmm. your microbiome is functioning.
So I've also understand that people who suffer from anxiety or depression can be helped with vitamin B.
Yes, they can, because vitamin B picks up your energy, and a person who's anxious and out of balance, they're blowing through their B vitamins more as a result of having a heightened nervous system as a result mm-hmm. of the anxiety. They're not relaxed, so they're at a heightened state of upset, mm-hmm. and so they're blowing through their B vitamins because they're in a state of anxiety.
Got it. Now, are there effects that, particularly for women who have issues with like PMS?
They too can be helped by a quality whole food B vitamin, absolutely, for women who have the premenstrual syndrome, yes.
Okay. Somebody who's a vegetarian, somebody or a vegan who's not eating meat products, would they be able to get the same amount of vitamin B out of their diet, or are their requirements somewhat different?
Well, their requirements are somewhat different because they don't necessarily partake in the same sources as a non-vegan does. But at the end of the day, there are plenty of people in this world who are vegans outside of our country that, you know, their bodies seem to function properly as mm-hmm. a result. Why? Because they come from a lineage of vegans. Mm-hmm. The challenge that we have here in the U.S. is if you're parents, if your grandparents, if your great-grandparents, if they were all meat and potato American type people, and then you've decided that you want to change what you're doing and you want to be, you don't want to partake in animal flesh and all of those things because of the cruelty that goes on in the food industry and all of these kinds of things, I appreciate your perspective. I appreciate where you're coming from, and I applaud your personal decision to be that way, but you're going to develop a deficiency as a result because you're not going to get, there's an essential amino acid known as methionine, And as a methionine, you can't get that as a vegan unless you come from a lineage of other vegans. So it's hard for people who choose to become a vegan and live the vegan lifestyle. They're definitely going to have to supplement their diet in order mm-hmm. to be a healthy vegan.
Mm-hmm. So that would be important to know if that's the choice that you made.
Absolutely.
People eat a lot really high carbohydrate diets these days. I mean, there is a movement for these different things, the different types of diets that are low carbohydrates. But between the breads, the potatoes, the pastas, is that going to lead you to needing more B vitamins?
Oh, absolutely, which is why we have so much heart disease. You know, your B vitamins help to regulate the heart rhythm and the opening and closing of the doors within the heart, whether it's your bicuspid or tricuspid valves, et cetera, mm-hmm. between the different chambers. And what happens is when you have a B vitamin deficiency that affects exactly how the heart functions, your heart starts to torque on itself in an effort to get smaller so that it can conserve its resources.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and in the process of torquing, the doors don't close efficiently anymore, and so you get regurgitation, you get calcifications on the valves themselves, and all of this, you know, give people enough B vitamins on a regular basis, and then the heart expands again and relaxes, and then the doors close the way they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. So we mentioned before, I kind of facetiously mentioned a hangover medicine, but people who do drink alcohol and you're dealing with alcohol consumption, what's the impact on the body's vitamin B from the alcohol consumption?
Well, you're going to deplete the body of its B vitamins. And so if a person isn't also supplementing their B vitamins in the, mm-hmm. the response to the mass quantities of alcohol that's disrupting their microbiome so they're having difficulty absorbing their B vitamins, then mm-hmm. yeah, they're going to definitely need to supplement their B vitamins.
You know, one of the things I remember from some of the health food stores back in the day, they would talk about using baker's yeast as a supplement for vitamin B. Is that something that's viable? Addition to your diet?
Oh, absolutely. It definitely is, and which is found in all baked products that use baker's yeast. It's a rising agent. So any of those grain-based products that use baker's yeast is going to be a source of B vitamins. The difficulty is that B vitamins are both water-soluble and heat-soluble. So if you're cooking the foods with high heat,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're going to denature the B vitamins, but that's why God put them in everything. So there are ways for you to get your B vitamins that don't necessarily involve, you know, heat involved in, you know, so nobody's going to go out and chew on wheat. Yeah, I got some wheat out backyard. I'm going to go grab some and chew on it and eat it that way instead of getting the flour and then making it into bread or muffins or rolls or something mm-hmm. like that. But, you know, it's just, I mean, we need to eat real food. And, yeah, there are ways that we can use grains to help supplement our diet, but our diet is meant to have, you know, real food, not processed food.
Right, and we need a variety of foods, and what's happened, as we've talked about extensively on the show, there's been so much damage to what's going on with the food that we get from the grocery stores and even the health food stores and perhaps even from the farmers markets, causing problems for people's health. So, if this is something that is any of the things that we've talked about in terms of your own health or any health issues that you might have and you're interested in getting more specific information about your situation, you make yourself very available to people by phone, by email, and by coming into your office, by offering free healthcare classes. So if somebody wants to take advantage of that, just one more time, what's the best way to reach you?
They should give me a call directly on my cell phone, which is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I'll be the one answering the phone. If I don't answer the phone, it's because I'm in with somebody or I'm here, you know, doing a radio show or what have you. But please leave a message. I'm happy to get back to you. I'm happy to answer your questions. I'm happy to empower you as far as your health goes. You can email me. Please don't text my phone number because I do not receive texts via this phone. It's just a phone for phone calls. And messages that way. But if you do want to do the texting type thing, you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And at the end of the day, this show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And I would rather you do things sooner with less intervention than waiting until there's a full-blown disease process to where you're going to need maximum intervention. And sometimes it's too late, but we would like to make sure that you continue to grow old gracefully, healthfully, without having a collection of medicines or a collection of diseases. So consider what we're offering here. And that's it for this week's show. I would ask you to tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill. You know our one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects.